Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, everybody. How are you? Hope all is well in your world. Thanks for gathering around the radio with me today. And as always, you'll be rewarded with some of the greatest music of all time. And for your listening enjoyment today, we'll be at the bar. And I guess that's for your tasting enjoyment, too. So we'll have plenty of songs about drinking and related activities. And on the countdown, we'll have the biggest hits from the first weekend of March in 1948. So that's what's happening here today, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And, of course, we'll start on the countdown at number 10 this weekend in 1948. Let's sing along with Russ Morgan.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. That was the Russ Morgan Orchestra, with vocals from an ensemble led by a four-brother group out of Massachusetts, the Ames Brothers. Up until a few months ago, the four had been involved in other careers, but they did a little singing on the side and decided to give music a shot, so they moved to New York City and got a record deal with Decca, and they snagged a recording session with the Russ Morgan Orchestra. Four-leaf clover was at number 10 this week, going up to number 6, and it was the first top 10 hit for the Morgan Band in 3 years. Now, Russ Morgan was a big star in the 30s and early 40s before the war, and this was the start of a resurgence of popularity. The Morgan Orchestra was one of the few big bands to be a commercial success in the late 40s. We've gone back to late February, early March, 1948 on today's show, when the President of the United States was Harry Truman. There is no Vice President. Truman's finishing out the fourth term of Franklin Roosevelt. The population of America, 146 million. And in our world this year, it's been a rough winter. And even though that hurts steel and automobile output, the Federal Reserve Board says that industrial production for January was at a peacetime peak for the third consecutive month. But we're going through an energy crisis that started in mid-January. Urgent requests for voluntary reductions in the use of gasoline, fuel oil, and natural gas came from the government. And the U.S. has become a net importer of oil because of the development of low-cost petroleum sources in Venezuela and the Middle East. And speaking of fuel, a gallon of gasoline for your automobile is 25 cents a gallon. And the average price for a brand new automobile, $1,550. If you're going to get a new Cadillac, well, that's $5,000. Meanwhile, down at the store, a loaf of bread is 15 cents, a quart of milk is about 20 cents, eggs are 80 cents a dozen, and a pound of hamburger meat, 45 cents. And we're buying this on an average salary of about $3,600 a year. That's a little bit about our world here in March of 1948. And back on the Billboard chart this week, coming in at number 9 is Arthur Godfrey.
Come here, Gull Dern, you take that, and that, and that.
That's right, slap her down again, paw, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, paw, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kids. Slap her down again, paw, slap her down again.
Well, Pa and Ma was so darn sore, they woke me up one night. There was an awful cussing, and Ma said Pa was right. They was a-waiting Sister Bess, who never kept her word. The sun came up as Bess came in, and this is what I heard.
Whoa.
Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again.
Unquote.
Now poor old Bess got so darn mad, she ran away one day to meet that traveling salesman with city slicking ways. We ran and stood beside the road with shotguns by our side, me and Deacon Pa and Ma, who yelled as they came by,
"Why don't you slap her down again, Pa? Slap her down again."
Yeah, make her tell us more, Pa. Tell us where she's been.
You know that we don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa. Slap her down again.
Now Ma and Pa, they planned for Bess to marry Deacon Brown, and not that traveling salesman who always came around. They made poor Bessie go to church, her face was mighty red. The deacon took one look at her, and this is what he said.
Quote.
Oh, slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again.
Unquote.
Do-si-do. Boy, that's hot stuff, ain't it? Well, the moral of the story, girls, is don't stay out too late unless you take your shoes off outside your pappy's gate. If Ma don't hear you coming in, she won't lay down the law, and you won't have to worry, 'cause you won't sing out to Pa. Oh,
slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kids. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again.
Take that, and that, and that.
Arthur Godfrey hit it big last year with the Too Fat Polka. Well, this was the follow-up, another novelty song, Slap Her Down Again, Paul. At number 9 this first weekend of March in 48, it got as high as number 7. Well, also today, our musical theme is At the Bar. And we have a companion for our first round in Cocktails for Two. Here's Duke Ellington.
Thank you.
featuring solos by Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Barney Bigard on clarinet, and Lawrence Brown on trombone. That was the Duke Ellington Orchestra from 1934. Cocktails for Two. Oh, and let's keep our drinks in the bar, if you will, because otherwise we could have a situation. As Winoni Harris sings here with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra.
It was an early Sunday morning, and the church was crowded full. Old Elder Brown was raving, he was angry as a bull. The congregation sensed it, and they knew just what he meant when he said, "My text today is you sinners must repent." Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
'Cause Deacon Jones knelt down to pray. All he said was, "Hey, hey, hey." So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. Now who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
Who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well. I'm feeling mighty fine. I'm high as a Georgia pie.
So who threw the whiskey in the well?
In the well.
A 1944 recording for Lucky Millinder and Winoni Harris, who threw the whiskey in the well. As we're at the bar today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're looking back to early March of 1948. And on the Billboard sales chart this week, there were three versions of the song Now Is the Hour. And holding position number 8 was the recording by Eddie Howard.
And now is the hour. When we must say goodbye, soon you'll be sailing far across the sea. While you're away, oh, then remember me when you return, you'll find me waiting.
That's Eddie Howard and his orchestra at number 8 this weekend in 1948, Now is the Hour, his 8th top 10 hit. Well, what's happening in our world here 78 years ago? In fashion, Christian Dior's new look, which he introduced last year, is the biggest thing that's come around in decades. And over the past year, it's evolved and been further adapted, using a lot of fabric that's crisp and stiff. Taffeta has become the basic fabric of the year, and navy blue is the high fashion color this year. And many more women are wearing short hairdos. That allows for the small, close-fitting hat. And this item of note, collapsible plastic hoops that can be slipped into full-skirted evening dresses to turn them into hoop skirts will go on sale soon in Atlanta department stores. They're called Belle of the Ball and are priced at $17.95. While we stroll out of the boutique down to the bookstore, and among the bestsellers in fiction are Eagle in the Sky by Van Wyck Mason and Marcia Davenport's East Side, West Side. This weekend's bestseller in nonfiction is Speaking Frankly by James F. Burns. And staying with the arts, we go to the stage and what was playing on Broadway. Henry Fonda is featured in Mr. Roberts. The Heiress has Basil Rathbone and Wendy Hiller. And A Streetcar Named Desire with Marlon Brando, Jessica Tandy, Kim Hunter, and Carl Malden. Musicals include the review Make Mine Manhattan with Sid Caesar. High Button Shoes starring Nanette Fabre and Phil Silvers. And Rodgers and Hammerstein's Allegro with Lisa Kirk in her debut. And this was one of her numbers.
The boss gets on my nerves. I've got a good mind to quit. I've taken all I can. It's time to get up and git and move to another job or maybe another town. The gentleman burns me up. The gentleman gets me down. The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumble from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope, and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright. He doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to the guy. She'll never understand him half as well as I. The gentleman is a dope. He isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. Gentleman is a dope. Taxi! The gentleman is a dope. Hey, Jack! Oh, hell, I'll walk.
That's Lisa Kirk. The gentleman is a dope. from the musical Allegro, playing this weekend in 1948. Also today, we're at the bar, and this is Henry Mancini. From 1962, Henry Mancini's Orchestra and Chorus and the Days of Wine and Roses. One of the songs from the bar on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and today we're looking back to the first weekend of March in 1948. Well, we're at the news desk. Let's see what's making headlines. Well, all across the USA, throughout the halls of Congress, on street corners, Americans are talking about the possibility of a war between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. Truman administration officials are concerned. At a press conference, Secretary of State John Foster Dulles said the situation was very, very serious. He said the U.S. must be aware of any tendency to become panicky and strike out violently. The Soviet-backed Communist parties have taken over in Czechoslovakia, Romania, Hungary, also Bulgaria, Greece, and Scandinavia. President Truman will address Congress next week and issue a call to arms, committing America to a fight to the end against the Soviets. He'll encourage Congress to pass the Marshall Plan, universal military training, and a peacetime draft. The Marshall Plan has gotten through the Senate, and it is expected to pass the House. Meanwhile, Britain has proposed the formation of a Western Union between Britain, France, Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg. It would stand up against the Soviet Union and further expansion into Europe. And in about a week and a half, the Treaty of Brussels would be signed. It would later become NATO. And those were some news headlines from this weekend in 1948. And back on the Billboard Countdown, we're at number 7 with the Frankie Carl Orchestra.
Thank you. I beg your pardon. Won't have to say, beg your pardon.
Record number 7 this weekend in 1948, Beg Your Pardon. The Frankie Carl Orchestra with Marjorie Hughes on the vocals that peaked at number 5, making it the band's 8th top 10 record. Also on today's show, we're at the bar. Songs related to drinking. And next to Belly Up Beside Us is Maxine Sullivan.
Drink to me.
Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine.
Drink to me.
Or leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise, doth ask a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sup, I would not change for thine.
From 1939, that's Maxine Sullivan with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra and an old English chestnut, Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes. One year earlier, 1938, we were raising our glasses to Lawrence Welk and Bubbles in the Wine.
Thank you.
The original recording of Lawrence Welk's theme song, or as it says on the label, the champagne music of Lawrence Welk, Bubbles in the Wine. They recorded that in July of 1938. And just put that one on our tab, too, as we're having a good time at the bar today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we've wandered back 78 years to March of 1948. And the question on everybody's mind, who's the walking man? It's the latest contest on Truth or Consequences. Previous guessing games included Mr., Mrs., and Miss Hush, but the walking man has stumped the audience for many more weeks, and the prizes keep piling up. And for this Saturday night show, the prize package totals $22,500. And here, Ralph Edwards runs down the list.
A Bendix home laundry consisting of washer, dryer, and automatic ironer. A deep breath and we go on. A $1,000 diamond and ruby Bulova watch. A brand new four-door Cadillac sedan. A tap and gas kitchen range. A 16mm motion picture sound projector and screen with a print of the Hal Wallace production, I Walk Alone. If this goes on long enough, that picture isn't going to be on. You know that, but it's still on, and it's a good picture. Plus delivery of the motion picture of the month for one whole year. A 2 weeks vacation for two. Many.
Well, this is going to take a while, so we'll come back. Let's take a look at the ratings from this year. In the daytime, CBS has the top three with Helen Trent, Ma Perkins, and Big Sister as number one. For the weekends, it's The Shadow. Harvest of Stars is number two. The Quiz Kids is a hit. So is Counter Spy. Let's see if Ralph Edwards is still talking.
Craft all-metal Venetian blinds throughout your entire home. Sherwin-Williams Cover the Earth trademark paints. Will
yes,
paint
he's
house.
Still going. What a list of prizes. All right, then in prime time, there's This Is Your FBI, My Friend Irma, The Life of Riley, Duffy's Tavern, Walter Winchell, Phil Harris and Alice Faye. And the top seven shows are NBC. Fred Allen's number one. And our Truth or Consequences is number five this year. And let's see if they get a winner for The Walking Man on this week's show.
Tell us who you think is The Walking Man. What's that? You say Jack Benny? You say Jack Benny. Mrs. Hubbard, don't faint. Jack Benny is correct, and you win the giant jackpot of prizes!
Hey, she did it. Mrs. Florence Hubbard of Chicago, the winner of The Walking Man contest on Truth or Consequences. She won a Cadillac. She won home freezers. She won a trip to Sun Valley. And on and on and on. Plus, she got to appear on next week's Truth or Consequences and Jack Benny's show. And the clue was in the title of the game. Jack grew up in Waukegan, Illinois, outside of Chicago, coincidentally enough. And you have a little play on words. Waukegan, walking man. There you go. All right, that's what was playing on radio here in 1948. And back on the countdown, we're up to number six on another version of Beg Your Pardon. This is the Francis Craig Orchestra.
Pardon.
Francis Craig and his vocalist Bob Lamb hit one out of the park last year with Near You. And this follow-up was a solid double off the wall, a little baseball lingo since it is spring training time. Beg Your Pardon, at number 6 this weekend in 1948. That would top off at number 3. Well, here's a bonus record, a brand new release. It's by Frank Sinatra, but beautiful.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache, either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know. Love is cheerful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache, either way. But it's beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know.
Frank Sinatra and the Axel Stordahl Orchestra, But Beautiful. A minor hit for Frank, it would get to number 14. And was sung by Bing Crosby in the film Road to Rio. Well, let's get back to the bar now and brighten the mood with the Andrews Sisters.
Together for a glass of beer. The people know that there will be good cheer. We chatter and smile and drink a while, 'cause we are friendly folks. We talk a lot and laugh a lot and tell each other jokes. Then we shout, more beer, and we bang our glasses down. There's no doubt, more beer, and our troubles all will drown. And we never fear, 'cause lots of beer in town. Raise your glasses and shout loud and clear, more beer. What do we do on Monday night? We get lots of sleep. And what do we do on Tuesday night? We get lots of sleep. On Wednesday night, we sleep some more. Thursday nap from 2 to 4. Friday night, we all get ready to wait for Saturday night. Then we shout more beer and we bang our glasses down. There's no doubt, more beer and our troubles all will drown. And we never fear, 'cause there's lots of beer in town. Raise your glasses and shout loud and clear, more beer. Thank you. together for a glass of beer. The people know that there will be good cheer. We chatter and smile and drink a while, 'cause we are friendly folks. We talk a lot and laugh a lot and tell each other jokes. Then we shout more beer and we bang our glasses down. There's no doubt more beer and our troubles all will drown. And we never fear, 'cause there's lots of beer in town. Raise your glasses and shout loud and clear, more beer!
Three cheers for the Andrews Sisters and more beer. And that can double as a bonus play from our countdown today, because the record was a little over a month old this weekend in 1948. All right, we've got time for one more before we get cut off here in hour number one. Here's the King Cole Trio.
Scotch with soda, scotch with soda. Sitting at the bar with a jar in my head, scotch with soda. I know I had an order. No hand order. No, it might lead to a life of vice. Scotch with soda. When you're feeling low down and the blues are haunting you, why not have a showdown? Just see what this magical phrase will do. Scotch with soda. Scotch with soda. Chasing my misery away. Scotch, scotch, scotch with soda today.
Waxed in 1941 by the King Cole Trio, Scotchin' with the Soda. Nat King Cole, Oscar Moore, and Wesley Prince. Well, that's going to do it for hour number one. We're a little bit dry, so we'll replenish the stock and have more songs at the bar coming up after the break. And, of course, more of the hits from this week in 1948 on Seems Like Old Times.